come to God, you want to get resolved. You must first of all know that is the existence of me. You have a love in you, and there's a covenant backing you up.
You believe on the one saying, not your circumstance.
Blessed is the man who does not listen to the advice.
Teaching it right.
Glory be to God. Deuteronomy 33 verse 26. This is a powerful scripture. The Bible says there's no one like the God of Jeshurun. Jeshurun is a poetic name for Israel. Like what they call Oriki in Yoruba. Who rides the heavens to help you? He rides the skies to help you. Which means is the help available to you is speedy help. And in his excellency, he rides on the cloud. Verse 27. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemies before you, and he will say, destroy. Then Israel shall dwell in safety. The fountain of Jacob alone, in a land of grain and new wine, his heavens shall also drop dew. Happy are you, O Israel. You know that phrase, happy are you, means there's none like you. Blessed are you. Who is like you? The reason why they can say who is like you, Israel, is because the God Israel serves, there's none like Israel, like the God. A people saved by the Lord. A shield of your help. You see, never again will you be helped and somebody will be able to tamper with it, because there's a help that comes with shield. Your enemies shall submit to you, and you shall tread down on their high places. Before I move into the word, I prophesy to you, in the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth, those secret tears are wiped out. Those secret pains, everyone has stepped in into them right now. And you will arise more than conqueror. In Jesus' precious name. We've been talking about success forces. It looks like a joke what we're talking about. Because when you see a wind blowing, and you see papers flying, leaves flying, the leaf flying or the wind blowing is not the paper flying or the leaves flying is not the wind. There is an invisible force carrying the papers and carrying the sand and carrying the wind and carrying the leaves. It's called wind. Jesus was speaking in John chapter 3. He says the wind blows where it listeth. You don't know where it's going. You don't know where it's coming. But you see the impact. You see the effect. There are forces that make people be on a spot. Jacob was going to die. He said to his firstborn, he said, Reuben, you are as stable as waters. You shall not excel. Reuben, that is supposed to have double portion, we did not hear of his name. Curses fight quietly. There are forces that make people not to succeed. Some of them is ingratitude, lack of integrity. There are lots of simple things that move into people's lives. The Bible says the devil in Matthew 13, when the man sowed wheat in his farm, he went to sleep. But the Bible says the enemy came at night and sowed tares and went his way. He knew that by putting tares in that person's farm, the person will self-destruct. There are some self-destructive habits, self-destructive character. You are beautiful, but you have bad attitude. And I've told you, you were not born with any attitude. Why will you pick the bad ones? There are forces that make us fail. In the same vein, there are forces that make us to succeed. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, as we share these forces and you apply them, you will have phenomenal results. You will have phenomenal results. Please get the tapes, because of time I can't recap. But today I'm sharing with you the mystery of help. A force of help. So who is like our God? The God of Jeshua, who ride upon the wings of the wind to help us. God is a helper. If you've not experienced that side of God, you would think we're sharing theory. God is a helper. That's why people look at you sometimes and they think, what are you doing? In Psalm 1, verse 1, if you look at the Amplified Bible of Psalm 1 and verse 1, the Bible says, blessed is the man. But he explains. Amplified is not another Bible. It just takes the word and blows it so that you can understand. So in the bracket, it says, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable. If they are not envying you, you are not in this thing I'm talking to you about. Why do people envy? I don't think you've thought about it. Why do they envy? It's not because they don't have what you have alone. That's not the reason. One of the major reasons why people envy people is that they are better than you. In qualification. In everything. One guy came to me and said, sir, I've studied you. What do you do? I knew where he was going. Because he's a preaching machine. When he preach, he will preach and confuse himself and come back on track. Theoretical victors. In theory, they know it. But we can't see the reality of their lives. And I'm not talking anybody down. I'm telling you the reality of what people deal with. When you know so much, you are so gifted, and your result is not commensurate, and you are seeing someone else who's not doing half of what you're doing. You see, one of the reasons why some of us need to be very, very grateful. How many all nights have you done this year? No, how many fasting have you done? Even if you fasted, you know, the other day somebody was harassing God. God, I fasted. And God tapped the angel beside him. When last did we eat? He did 21 days. When last did we eat? That is bragging. Where I was raised, Ilorin, maybe we should do pilgrimage to Ilorin. You see somebody that will stand on a spot like this and do like, 2 hours, 3 hours, 6 hours. And his business has not exploded. His church is still under his shop. What have you done? What causes envy is that Esau knew that he was the firstborn. And now he's on Joseph. And now he's on Jacob, beg your pardon. What causes envy? Leah had more children. Others did not have. When you have what they thought they deserved, Leah had a flat eye, crossed eye. She shouldn't be the one that should have had children. She shouldn't be the one. Did you hear the story of how she got married? They had to sneak her into marriage. But she's the one with the child. Penina had many children, but her husband didn't love her like Anna. So she's wondering, who loves a barren woman? You are not getting what I'm trying to say. The reason for envy is that they naturally are qualified more than you. But there's something about help. That's why when people are trying to puncture your resolve, please let them do it. Don't defend it. Because God has given strength to the weak. What you don't know is that you've not paid attention to a scripture that says God has chosen. He didn't mistakenly double. He chose the foolish things. He looked at something that is not that smart. And he decided to choose by the doctrine of election. Therefore, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, after this service, nothing will tamper with your help. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 46 and verse 1, God is our refuge. You know what a refuge is? Where you run to hide. And our strength. So, if you're trying to see my result, please don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. You will not find it. I can do all things, not according to my surname, but according to Christ that strengthens me. I am more than conqueror through him that loved me. If you are looking at me, you will not see anything new. Because some of us understand this mystery. Now, what I'm sharing with you is not a big deal. People have heard it before. It's possible I'm deeper in my revelation. It's possible my presentation is different. But an average person knows that God helps people. But they are not walking in it because they don't have a revelation of it. Revelation of what I'm about to share with you will make you not to fight people. Will make you not to defend yourself. Will make you not to argue with people. You don't answer everybody. Because you know that when the chips is down, the person that marks my script is on my side. That was what Apostle Paul was saying when he says, if God be with us. So who is that person that will be against us and survive? It's a revelation. When you get home and go and re-listen to this message, you will see that there are things God will still put in your heart that you didn't hear in the service. You need a revelation of it. Paul says, I went up by revelation. There is a mystery of help. When God just looks at you and helps you. It doesn't mean you're not diligent. It doesn't mean you're not effective. It doesn't mean you're not hardworking. But there are lots of people that are hardworking, diligent, yet they are struggling. Psalm 127 and verse 1. Psalm 127 and verse 1. Unless or except the Lord builds the house. Look at what they did. They labored. Somebody said they labored. But the labor is in vain. Who built it? They were actually trying to build. They were actually laboring. But the result didn't come out the way they thought it should come out because God was not involved. In the name of Jesus, in everything you lay your hands to do from today, it will be evident that God is involved. My father told me when I was 12 years old, he said, there's nothing as easy to do like what God is involved with. Before you do that thing, please involve God. You're going to be diligent. You're going to be excellent. Your work ethics will be solid, but please involve God. Leave a space for the God factor so you can have the extra. That's why the challenge gifted people have the most is believing in themselves. Bible in the New Testament does not teach us to believe in ourselves. It says we must look at ourselves in Christ, and then that is when we can believe in ourselves. His promises are not yes and amen. If his promises in Christ are yes and amen. As a believer, you must know this. Don't think like the world thinks. The devil is very smart. It's a very thin line you're thinking, Pastor Biodo, why are you talking about this? It's not a big deal. It's a thin line that you tweak that bounces you off on the flow of grace. On the flow of grace. That is why people cannot give glory back to God because they think I'm a self-made person. What is trending now is that you're a boss man, you're a boss girl. Everything is you. I work hard. But listen to me and listen close. What I'm saying may not appeal to you right now, but keep breathing. You will get to a level where you will realize that if you want to have extraordinary results, see, this concept I'm sharing with you, the whites understand it. White Christians understand it more. They don't dance like us. They don't shout like us. They don't pray. They don't fast like us. They just know that there's a God factor. They're hardworking, and black people are hardworking too. We work hard. I went to a village not too long ago, and I saw how even in that village, the economic system there, as early as 6 o'clock, as I was on the road trying to catch my flight, people were on the road. People work hard. But most of them earn less than $5 in a day. Because there's a combination of hard work and consciously, in revelation, leaving a space for God. The name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. What you gather, the enemy will not put a hole there. Amen. I said, what you've gathered, the enemy will not put a hole there. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Is a very present help in time of trouble. In time of trouble, the best of your friends will abandon you. Except it's not the king-size trouble. When they first diagnose something on a human being, you see people come and greet them. After a while, 10 people become 2. 2 become 1. Even some human beings beg for death because of abandonment. But the Bible says God is a very present help. Do me a favor, when you finish this service, please go check this scripture, Psalm 46 verse 1, in your dialect. In my own dialect, Yoruba, the Bible calls it lower, lower, you know, lower. It gives me an idea that before the problem came, God went ahead and brought the solution. Say, let us therefore come boldly. When you go to human beings over and over, the next time you want to go to them for help, you're not bold. But God says, listen, I'm giving you an open chair. Come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. There are times of need when money fails. There are times of need when strength fails. When the pedigree and the kind of connections you build starts to fail. When things you rested upon, Bible says Egypt is like a reed of thorn. You can't rest on it, it's going to choke you. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. When the things you rested on starts to fail you. In Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse 5, the Bible says, don't let even your words be with covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. Why? For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Why should I be content? Why should I have confidence that God will look after me? Because the Lord is my helper. And therefore, because I know he's my helper, I will not fear what man will do to me. They've said to you, you will lose this job. They've said to you, I will make sure you don't rise in this organization. People gather together. They thought if we left this guy, he's going to take over from us. So let's damage him. No matter what they do, if you have a revelation of what I'm teaching you today, or what I'm sharing with you today, even though I myself am reiterating that thing in my spirit, if you have a revelation of this, no matter what happens, you will only go up. The part of the just like a shining light that shines ever brighter. I prophesy to you. I wish I could say this to you every day. This is the least you will ever be. Can I hear your amen roar like thunder? I said this is the least you will ever be. The next time I see you, you'll be better. You'll be richer. You'll be more successful. By the prophetic push, let things begin to happen like that in that dimension. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Moses caught this revelation. He decided. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He decided not to identify with the passing pleasure of Egypt. He decided. He made up his mind. He made up his mind that he would leave the saccharine delights of Egypt. Then I began to investigate. You have an American passport. You didn't just have an American passport. You were raised in the White House. And nobody knew. Even if you couldn't be the president, you could be a senator. And you refused to identify with them. You ran away. If you ran away, having known some secrets of America, they would look for you. He became a fugitive. And the Bible says, because Egypt was the world power at the time, somebody who went to the best of schools, who had privileges, became a wanderer in the bush because he counted God faithful. He counted God faithful. He made up his mind that, yeah, everybody that ran away from Pharaoh was caught later. But he made up his mind that God was going to look after him. The Bible says by faith, Moses forsook Egypt. Now, if you look at Exodus 18 and verse 4, Exodus 18 and verse 4. If we're going to read from verse 2 because of context, the Bible says then Jethro was his father-in-law. Moses' father-in-law took Zipporah, that was his wife. Moses' wife, after he had sent her back with her, with her two sons, of whom the name of the first one was Jeshem. Why was the first name Jeshem? For he said, I have been a stranger in a foreign land. In the days when the scripture was written, you couldn't be a stranger and survive. You couldn't be a stranger and survive. Cannibals on the way, racism, people, might was right, but God kept him. In verse 4, which is my focus, the Bible says, and the name of the second child, he named him Eliezer. Eliezer. That's the name to give your child. Amen. Don't go into the movies and see a movie star and give your child the name of a movie star. Names are powerful. The God of my father was my help, and he delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. So that gave us an inkling what he thought about that made him to run. And tagging that with Hebrews chapter 11, that says by faith he forsook Egypt. He figured, he accounted that God was going to help him. In the name of Jesus, God will help you. Amen. Eliezer will help you. Eli is the name of God. It's a short form of Elohim. When you hear Eliezer, he's saying the God of my fathers. It's the same thing, almost the same thing as Ebenezer. Because when you get to a spot and you say, well, I'm not there yet, but God has helped me thus far, that is Ebenezer. And if you recognize your Ebenezer, there will be a future benevolence for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He had a revelation that God is a helper. Please, I beg you, don't conclude on anybody. I beg you. Don't conclude on anybody. When someone talks with God, don't conclude on them. Because God is a helper. God is a helper. If God decides to help you, which he wants to do, that's why the people I pity the most are people that are adversarial towards God's people. They will live in pain every day. Please, guys, don't share everything on your social media because some people's hearts. Keep some. But I pity them because if they can't handle you now, what will happen next year? Because the path of the just is like a shining light that shines ever brighter. I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus. You've known the power of God. You've known that God is a savior. You've known that God is a healer. But this dimension, let it go to another level in your life. May God help you. May God help you. In Psalm 146 and verse 3, the Bible says in Psalm 146 verse 3, do not put up a man. Don't put up a man. Psalm 100, it said, do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. In Psalm 54 and verse 4, David caught a revelation that he wants to share with, that I want to show you. Psalm 54 and verse 4. It says, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. But he now takes that revelation to another level. He says, the Lord is with those who uphold my life. David took notice that even though God is a helper, he uses people. So he looked revelationally. Remember, he's a prophet. And said, I see my cousin, I see my colleague, I see my boss, I see people helping me, but I can see the Lord in the middle of those who are gathered to help me. In other words, God has stopped coming down physically to help. He uses men to bless men. Everything you and I are looking for are on the earth right now. He has mercenaries. He has agents everywhere. And sometimes he uses his enemies as agents to help you. Please don't misquote me. And don't get this twisted. Some of you are in the middle of help right now. You just don't know. Those who betrayed you. Those who left you. They have helped you to pray more. They've helped you to focus on God more. Those who said bye-bye to you has made you to shift from men. Isaiah was a major prophet for many years. He heard God. But Uzziah, the king of the throne, had a strong influence on him. And somehow he had replaced Uzziah with God. But the year, Isaiah 6, the king Uzziah died. I saw the Lord. Isaiah. That was when you started seeing God. No, I saw a side of God. But after the person I placed my hope on shifted base, I saw God again. After this message, you will see the Lord. Amen. I wish and I pray your amen will roar like thunder. Amen. I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking about. You need to listen to me carefully today. I know what I'm talking about. Listen to me carefully. You see, it's dangerous when you want to preach a message that people have heard. Oh, God is a helper. That's not a big deal. Is there a deep revelation in that? It's so good, that's why it's called God. But listen to me. Open your spirit. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. I'm casting a spell at you that as I am preaching it right now, and you receive it. I was Mary pregnant. The preacher, Gabriel, preached something at her, and a baby landed in the womb of a virgin. Are you following what I'm trying to say? Job 42, Job said, I have been hearing about you with the hearing of the ear, but now I see you. You've been hearing in a dimension, but you've not touched it. Peter said, that which I have handled, that which I have tasted, the word of life. Are you following what I'm trying to say to you? There is a difference between I heard them say, and what you experience. He said, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. The word witness is the Greek word maturon. You can't go to a court and say, I'm here to witness. They say, what happened? Then tell me, this person, them say, and then God say, them say, if you don't have a first-hand information, you can't be a witness. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, enter into the witness box. Go ahead and do damage to the kingdom of hell. You will handle it. What I'm sharing with you today, in the name of Jesus, you will experience it. If you believe it, let your amen roar like thunder. It's possible that things seem like it's going down. And it's explainable. There has been 2020 is a unique year. But listen to me, I have been in ministry for 21 years. It has never, ever been like this for me. We have never done exploits like we've done this year. If you care, I can forward to you what the Lord said we should achieve in 2020. By August, we were very close. We are almost done. Last Thursday, I went to meet my mentor, and I presented the 10 things that the Lord said we should achieve in 2021. I'm already in 2021. All my leaders that are working directly with me in 2021, by the grace of God, they already have the agenda for 2021. 10 points of what we want to achieve. Crazy targets, but what the Lord did in pandemic encouraged us. So if you are repeating it with people, this year now, wow, you don't understand, you don't have a revelation of what I'm talking about. And when I talk like this, or when preachers talk like this, or maybe successful businessmen talk like this, because I listen to some successful businessmen and the way they talk, sometimes they need to talk to you this way to push you. They're not bragging. Well, I know about myself, I'm not bragging. Because everything I just spoke about in 5 minutes, we did in fear and trembling. We did trust in the Lord. Not because we felt we could do it. I just came back from Gwarimpa Church. And like yesterday in February, we were on the streets inviting people. You don't know that in Gwarimpa Church, I walked to the middle of the crowd. Yeah? Let me bust my bubble. God tells me when I walk in. I walk in and say, look at their faces. See what I have done. What can I not do? What can I not do? One service, boom, pandemic. And everybody thought, if he heard God, should he have started? But now you now see that God is always ahead. See the new family God gave to us there. Today I walked into the middle and I was seeing some old women. I saw a man that looked like a successful old man. I'm thinking, where would this man have been if God didn't send us here? I saw him the way he was receiving the word. I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus. The next thing God has put in your mind, you will do it sweatlessly. Did you receive with your heart or with your mouth? I said, the next thing God, is it a house you want to build? Is it a company? The next thing God has placed in your heart, you will do it sweatlessly. Let me hear threefold amen like thunder. There is such a thing, though, as a mystery of help. In Psalm 118 and verse 7. It says, the Lord is for me among those who help me. Did you see that? Don't say because you're anointed or God has called you, you disdain people. Don't do that. Now, don't let anybody replace God in your life. If anybody wants to go into control just because they are there for you, please place a dichotomy. But appreciate people. Take care of favor. Take care of help. Ensure that God, being a judge between you and those people, can tell that you love them, you appreciate them. Even though, don't let anybody replace God in your life. Isaiah was a prophet, but Uzziah replaced God. That was why God didn't advance him until Isaiah was taken out. And please don't let the Lord take your loved ones out for you to wake up. Because God will take anything out that will contend with him. Particularly if he has an agenda upon your life that he's serious about. You know, when God places something upon you, your value goes up. Everybody may look at you like, who is he? But God is looking at what he placed on you. And guess what? His investment in your life is an evidence that you carry something. For God doesn't waste anything. He says, gather the remnant so that nothing is wasted. For him to have invested this much in you, for the enemy to have attacked you this much, there's something about you. Because the devil doesn't waste his time, we go nowhere else. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, this revelation, you will profit out of it. It says, pay attention to it, give yourself entirely to it, that your profiting may appear. On this revelation that you're hearing today, your profiting will appear. Can I hear a better amen? Somebody. Amos chapter number 7. I want to read verse 2 to you. Give it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Shall men. God will use men. Vain is the help of man, but the moment God wants to use that person, that help is not vain. God puts his ability on them. They begin to do wonders. Amos chapter 7 and verse 2. And so it was when they had finished. Let's read the KJV. When they had finished, or it came to pass that when they had made an end of eating the grass of the land, then I said, O Lord God, forgive, I beseech thee. I have a question, O God. By whom shall Jacob arise? Because he is small right now. He is small. He is little. But I have a question. By whom? Who do you want to use to raise Jacob? Because you are in the business of using men to bless. Come on, talk. Look at verse 5, everybody. Amos chapter 7 and verse 5. Anytime you see something repeated twice in the Bible, God is telling you, pay attention. Simon, Simon. Saul, Saul. Verily, verily. I say unto you. He wants you to pay attention. And God said, and then I said, O Lord God, cease, I beseech thee. By whom shall Jacob arise? Why? For right now, his present state, he is small. By whom? Lift up your right hand to the heavenly. Please sit down, except the Lord leads you. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, from this minute, my helpers locate me. I am a magnet for my helpers. Now, you may sit down there and think, I don't need help. Okay? You may think, I don't need help. By the time I start breaking it down in this church service, you will understand that help is not only people who are looking for money. You say, Father, in the name of Jesus, help! Locate me now. Pray that prayer in 1 minute. Raise your right hand to the heavens. Ipali karatahaba. Because I thought you were going to release your faith. I thought you were going to pray like your life depends on this service. On that issue, help locate me. On that matter, help locate me. Yezida hakaba kata. Prada da 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 da. Katabalaba katahaya. In Jesus' precious name we pray. God is in the business of directing people. He divinely positions people in our life to help us. Saul was looking for his father's donkeys that was missing. But he had a servant with him that was spiritual. Sometimes your help is not necessary. You know, some people, once they see a good car, they behave. When they see somebody that thinks is a nobody, they look down on them. And this guy said to him that, look, there is a prophet. Saul said, we don't have a diviner's fee. We don't have money. We don't appear before a prophet empty-handed. I don't have it. He said, let's go. That was what took him to Samuel. He did not know. I told you, very present help in time of need. Yoruba version, lower, Iranlowo means the Iranlowo or the help had existed before the problem showed up. Before they started looking, it was God that took the house. Oh, can I talk to somebody here? That problem you're going through is nothing. God is just trying to catch your attention. So don't worry yourself about that problem. Just find out what the Lord wants you to do. Because that problem is nothing before the Lord. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? When they got to Samuel, long story short, it was a coronation ceremony. Israel had gathered. They poured oil on him. Before they poured the oil, they took the vial to him. The oil bubbled. Everybody knew that this is the chosen of the Lord. His father was not there. His mother was not there. No consultation with anybody. He left looking for the ass. He came back crowned as a king. As they were crowning him, they found the ass. Because the ass was not missing. It was not missing. When the Lord anointed Saul through Samuel, he told him, as you go, you will meet men with bread, with wine. As you leave this church today, you will collide with men. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Please don't get me wrong. Don't think I'm trying to say you now enter into a beggar's mode. I hate to beg. I'm not that kind of person. That's not what I'm teaching you. God is a God that can organize trouble because he knows there's a solution in your pocket. To make what you have relevant. If Saul didn't have an evil spirit from the Lord, think about it. An evil spirit from the Lord possessed Saul. David would never have entered into that palace. His harp playing, you know who applauded him before? Animals. Man. Until there was a problem in the palace. From today, you have become a solution. You have become a solution. If you believe it, let me hear your amen roar like thunder. Somebody say help. The difference between you and the person you are sitting near, look at them very well, is help. If they will tell you the truth, they are hardworking, they are diligent, they've known how to turn it around, they got to where they got to by help. Some of you didn't even choose the right course to do in university. You were just helped. Some of you don't even have the grades of those who are working for you. You were just helped. Some of you did courses that were not relevant then, but now relevant because of help. If they told me to choose a career path in my life, the last I would have chosen was pastor. Nobody's a pastor in my family. I didn't go to a Bible school. I just met a friend who preached to me and began to give me materials, and something jumped on my inside. If I had not gone to the fellowship I went in school, I would probably not be a pastor. God prepared my campus pastor. He did not have admission for 2 years, so he went to a Bible school. So instead of normal fellowship, it was Bible. And God told me one day, he said, I should be a friend of somebody who was close to him. So we'll go. I was in final year. We'll go and wash the clothes of a year two guy. And that was how I started seeing Dick's Bible. I said, God will use men to point you towards your destiny. And if you don't need the brain of an astronaut to get what I'm saying, you just didn't know that it was God helping you. That was why he told them in Deuteronomy 8, he said, when you get to the land, beware that you don't forget, because the way it will happen, you will think it is you. If you are stuck, it's because there's lack of help. I prophesy to you. You know, we're talking about success the kingdom way. We're not just talking about success, the kingdom way. I prophesy. In the name of Jesus, from today, enter into a new dimension of help. Your decisions will be accurate. Can I hear your amen like thunder? Your decisions will be accurate. You'll be at the right place at the right time. In the name of Jesus, people will help you. Your look will favor you. Your name will favor you. Heaven has put a torchlight of help upon you. The spotlight of help is upon you. If you believe it, let me hear your amen roar like thunder. Hallelujah. Help. 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 The story of a man in the Bible, the Good Samaritan, is the funniest story to me. Because this guy was attacked. A certain Jewish person was attacked on his way from Jerusalem to Jericho. And he was left half dead. Glory be to God. What did not kill you cannot finish you. It took everything but didn't kill you. Job lost everything but his wife. If Job will have another children, we have to preserve the wife. The thief that attacked that guy would have killed him. Why did they leave him? That you went through what you went through and you survived makes me know God has plans for you. Left him half dead. But you know what touched me? One man from his village saw him, abandoned him. It is not those you expect that will always help you. If God doesn't touch people's heart for you, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. So stop being angry that somebody didn't help you. That, my auntie did not help me. He's a wicked person. Please stop that. Understand this mystery. That people who didn't even know you from nowhere can carry your matter on their head. By the favor of God. His kinsman in Jewish dress saw him and ran. You know the next person? His pastor. Abandoned him. Now, Jewish people don't talk to Samaritans. I don't have time to give you the background. They're actually cousins. But they hate them with passion. They took Israel into captivity. They took all the men. They left the women. The few men that they left also didn't have women to marry. They said, Lord, this thing is becoming 30 years, 100 years. We have to marry. So they took Gentiles and married them. The children they gave birth to are the Samaritans. They hate them. It reminds them of their captivity. Remember what the Jewish people told Jesus? They said, we've never been in captivity all our life. Liars. Maybe it's a confession of faith. We've never been in captivity to anybody. That was what they told Jesus. So they don't like Samaritans. If you remember, they came to Jesus Christ and said he should go to the house of a Gentile. Remember? And he was going to go. And the man said, please, you have enough trouble. The way bloggers are talking about you, I don't want to add to it. Please, just speak a word where you are. Glory be to God. They will not even pass through Samaria. When Jesus Christ in John 4 was going to go and meet the woman by the well, go and study it. He said, I love the King James. He said, I must need pass through Samaria. In other words, God has told me to pass. Naturally, Jewish people should not. He had to explain to his disciples, we must need pass through Samaria. They're coming from Kubwa. They hate Gwarimpa so much. They will go to Zuba and go to Gwagwala and go to Airport Road. They prefer long journey. So when Jesus was asking the woman by the well, give me water, I said, ah, what business have we got that you'll be asking me for water? So they use Samaritan to explain people that naturally shouldn't help you. Last Sunday, somebody forwarded something to me about a guy who watched the church service for the first time. And the next thing he's asking for is account number to give. He said, what? Is that man like that? Is that church like that? And I hated him. But after the first time, he sowed the seed. He said, I cannot resist but to sow a seed. People who naturally shouldn't like you. In the Bible, there's a man called Evil Merodach. His first name was Evil. His surname was Merodach. He was the one that helped God's people. Cyrus one day just woke up and said, I think they should build a temple for the Lord. It was written twice in the Bible. You see 2 Chronicles, you see it in Ezra. I have a feeling that we should build a temple for the Lord. Who among you, among my slaves, who is ready to go and build a temple for the Lord? I release you. Do you know what it takes to release slaves? It's your property. I'll share with that with you next time. The people of Israel got back to Israel. They did not build the temple, so God fired them. That's why the book of Haggai was written. I will teach you one day. He said, when you made money and put it in your pocket, I created hole. When you pack things, I commanded wind to blow it away. Do you know what I told Cyrus before he released you? You now got back and you don't want to build the temple. You're in trouble. That's for another day. But Cyrus released them. Give them materials. God put it in their heart, in his heart. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 27. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 27. Are you bored? But some rebels said, how can this man save us? So they despised him and brought him no presents. But he held his peace. Let me tell you what is happening here. So Saul was chosen to be the first king of Israel. He was so tall that his shoulder was above every citizen of Israel. He's from a rich descent because his father had donkeys, had asses. Very tall. Before, you know, they would do a spiritual ceremony before you go and sit on the throne. Before he sat on the throne at all. Before he made his first mistake. Before he did his first exploit. Some people gathered and said, can this man lead us? Bible called them the son of Belial. Sons of Belial. They said, I don't think this man can rule us. Look at that in verse 27. If you see KJV, you will see in this kind of scriptures, KJV is very good. Uh-huh. The children of Belial said, how shall this man help us? They despised him. He had not even sat on the throne. Sometimes some rebels, they have a point though, but they started that mindset before they found something they could hold on to. It's a spirit. And they despised him. What are you despising about Saul? He's taller than all of you. He's from a rich family. What exactly do you have that is better? There are people that if it is not them, it will not work. They despised him and brought him no present. But shh, look at your neighbor and say, shh. Because if you understand help, you will know that those kind of things should not affect you. In Genesis 12 and verse 3, I'm coming back to 1 Samuel 10. It says, I will bless those who bless you, but I will curse him who curse you. Did you see something there? I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curse you. Because the people that curse you are him. The people I arrange to bless you are those. In covenant, there will always be more people blessing you than those who are cursing you. If you understand this concept I'm sharing with you. I went to preach in an eastern part of Nigeria on Friday. And I landed at the Enugu Airport. Oh my God, what a welcome. What an honor. What an honor. And when I came out, they put me in the car waiting for my luggage. And the head of my protocol just came and knocked on my window and said, Pastor, a king wants to greet you. And you know, I'm a Yoruba man. We honor a king. We honor our kings. So I said to him, I said, a king? How? He said, yeah, he wants to greet you. So I stepped down and I bowed to greet him. He just held me and began to pray for me in Igbo language. And because I pick Igbo language, I could tell he was blessing me. And began to pray in Igbo language. And then he looked at me like, I hope you understand what I am saying to you. He said, I'm so proud of you. He said, God is with you. God is with you. And he said something as he rounded off. He said, I'm so excited that I'm alive. And I stood here and I saw the way they honored you here. He said, you may not understand. He said, but we are more that love you that you may never meet. That you may never meet. So I told them, I said, did you, because I saw the cameraman taking pictures, I said, did you take the picture? Of course, they sent it to me later. The mask would not even let me know who he is. But he had his crown on and the toga of his office. Glory be to God. Kings shall be your foster fathers. Those who didn't know you will pick up your name in the spirit and begin to pray for you. I say it again, your look will favor you. 1 Samuel chapter number 10, verse 26. You remember that they despised him in verse 27? The sons of Belial. But before then, in verse 26, and Saul went home to Gibeah. But on his way to Gibeah, some people who didn't even know him went with him. A band of men. I want you to look at New King James Version and see the word. The Bible says, valiant men, not useless men. Go and Google sons of Belial when you get home and look at many versions. Sons of Belial means useless men. Valiant men went home with him. Men whose heart God touched. Please, stop trying to impress men. The people God touched their heart for you are the people that are for you. Stop playing relationship like you are holding balloon inside the swimming pool. If you leave it, it will come up. You're holding them. If you don't give them money, they will not like you. They will not. You're trying to. No. There are people sent to you. There are people God has sent to help you. They are the ones that you will enjoy. Not the ones that they look at you. They are looking for what they want to collect from you. That doesn't mean you don't give people things. But that should not be the basis for relationship.
And if you don't perform, once you don't perform, bye-bye.
How long do you want to perform? What kind of relationship is that? That's an abuse of relationship. There are men that God has touched their heart for you. There are men that God has touched their heart for you. There are men that God has touched their heart for you. That is how God helps you. I schooled in the East. And there was this important course I was supposed to pass. And something happened. I didn't take the test because, you know, something very important. And I went to see the lecturer. When I speak Igbo, you can tell I'm not Igbo. The accent is strong. And as I just entered, he looked at me. He said, "You look like my son." When people start telling, "I've seen you before." Yes. Tell them, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." Because God has shown you to them in the spirit. Are you all still here? I'm not talking about boys with no lines, or, you know, people that don't have lines. Sorry, excuse me, lady. I've seen you somewhere before. Say, "I'm hidden in Christ with God in the heavenly places." Those are not the kind of people we're talking about. I flew recently with the first lady of a state. And as we walked out, I'm very honoring. I'm like, "First lady, good afternoon, sir." He said, "I know you somewhere." And we started talking. I said, "I don't know, ma'am, but I'm a pastor. I'm here to preach." Guess what? She's never seen me. She's never heard about me. Never. Is that not strange? But I look like who she's seen before. God says, "I've tattooed you in the palms of my hand. I've tattooed you. If people forget you, God can't forget you." He says, "Shall a sucking mother forget her child?" He said, "If, let's look at worst case scenario that she forgets it. I will not forget you." He said, "I will carry you even to your old age. Till the casket is slapped over you, God will look after you." He's a helper. He's not just a helper, he's a very present help in time of trouble. Somebody, you are listening to me, you just came out of prison. And it looks like everybody abandons you. God seems to tell you, "I will help you." Right where you're standing, let everything turn in your favor. Let policies move in your favor. In the name of Jesus. You want to help Jacob, but Lord, by whom shall Jacob rise? Don't dagger your help. Don't fight your help. Do well. Remember the man with palsy in Mark chapter number 2? He was pregnant from neck down. He could not lift his hand, but he had 4 friends that took him to Jesus. They broke the ceiling. You're going to lift up your hands where you are and say, "Father." Ah, you don't sound like you want to pray. Say, "Father, send me strange help." Look at me, everybody. Help. Some people don't need money. That's not the help they want. That's not the help they want. They just want a happy family. God can send a friend to your wife. Huh? That on her own, she will observe how she's behaving and there will be a turnaround because God will touch her heart. You know, there's some things that is not money. It's not, "I want a job." Help becomes important when you need it. You're going to lift up your voice and say, "Father." Yeah, how many want to pray this prayer sincerely? Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, send me strange help. In the name of Jesus." Pray that prayer with the whole of your heart. 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 Shandi bahakora dabahaziri bihima katala bahaya. Somebody, you ought to pray this prayer why you came to church is because God wants to help you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Daniel 3 and verse 27, the Bible says, and the satraps and the administrators and governors and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw this man, whose bodies the fire had no power. The fire had no power. I want to ask you a question. What did the lions hear that they spared Daniel? What did God tell them? Were they not hungry? Obviously, they were hungry because the next day when they threw the people that accused, before they landed, their bones were in the sky. What did they tell them? That same God is alive today. He will shut the mouth of the lions for you. He will shut the mouth of the lions for you. The Bible says they looked at this man. Look at them. Verse 27. This is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They saw this man whose bodies the fire had no power. Sometimes you may enter that fire. But how we will know that God is with you is that it has no power. And the Bible says the hair of their head was not stained, nor were their garments affected. The smell of fire was not on them. You're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every fire assigned to me in 2021, in the name of Jesus, I speak ahead of time. By the help of God, it will have no effect. Raise your voice and pray that prayer. No effect. The job you lost will not have effect on your finance, will not have effect on your family, in the name of Jesus. Come on. By the help of God. By the help of Eliezer, Malika Rabakataya, Koba Kazida Bokatanda, Kia de Konzida Bahakataya. The thing that happened to your family, you will not see the effect negatively. God will help you. Shandiva Karata Bahaziade. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Joseph, his brother, sold him. Do you know what it means to sell you? It can affect your esteem. They sold him as a slave, a choice son. They lied against him. They did all sorts to him. When the Lord gave him a break, God made sure he didn't have a child as a prisoner. When the Lord gave him a break, he named his first son Manasseh. He named his second son Ephraim. Manasseh means Jehovah made me forget. Listen, guys, God has a way of making you forget pains by the results he gives to you. One of God's names is Jehovah made me forget. I prophesy to you. God will sort you out. God will settle you. God will help you. Isaiah 50 and verse 7, I know the Lord will help me. Therefore I set my face like a flint. And I know I will not be disgraced. I know I will not be ashamed. In the name of Jesus, you will not be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, you will not be disgraced. I love verse 9, everybody. Look at verse 9. The Bible says in verse 9, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Surely the Lord will help me. Who is that person who will conclude on me? Indeed, they were all, not some, all. They were wax old like garments. I said they will wax old like garments. I said they will wax old like garments. I said they will wax old like garments. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. 1 Chronicles 12:22. The Bible says David asked for help. For at that time, we name that time this season. Some of you, you're not understanding what is happening. I am